I finished college. I went to Berklee College of Music.
Oh,
and
in Boston.
I did the post-collegiate obligatory trip to Europe. And I came home and I had nothing to do and some money in the bank, and I moved to California. It's very romantic.
It may be a romanticized journey, but there's nothing easy about trying to make it in L.A., let alone make friends. Jim Bianco's found his way, though, into a cafe community and a third album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Jim Bianco, his songs, and his sincere, smoky voice can command any stage. The tough part is finding people to listen. But over the years, he's taken root at the Hotel Cafe in L.A., a small venue that's all about bringing songwriters up through the ranks. But right now, the Hotel Cafe is Jim's record label, releasing his third album called Sing. And while his imaginative brand of pop has earned comparisons to heavyweights like Randy Newman and Elvis Costello, FUV's Claudia Marshall learned about some of Jim's other influences, one found in an alley, another in a musical home.
It's a venue in Los Angeles that started out about 8 years ago, started as a little coffee shop, sort of developed into a room for singer-songwriters to play in. Gary Jules, I'm sure you've heard of, he sort of turned it into a venue. Los Angeles can be, as I'm sure you know, an isolating kind of place. Mm. There's a lot of transplanted people there, myself included, trying to make a dream happen. And it could get lonely and weird. And I think the Hotel Cafe sort of opened the doors at the right time, where a lot of songwriters had a place to hang out and a place to sort of share their music and meet other people and actually make friends in Los Angeles, which is a difficult thing to do sometimes.
I got a thing for you, and I got a thing for you. I got a thing for you. I can't let it go. You're so mysterious. You got me curious. I think of the both of us together all alone.
Now, it's funny, that is a song about obsession that you just played, and I get the feeling that you are completely obsessed with Loudon Wainwright III.
He's a hero of mine, for sure.
Is it true that you chased him down the street?
That is not true.
Okay.
It was down an alley, actually. he's been a hero. He's been a hero of mine for the last 10 years or so. I heard a song of him when I was traveling somewhere, and I did my best to track down who it was. I didn't know who it was at the time. And I got really into him. And I went to go see a show, and it was sold out. And as I was walking away from the venue, he was walking up to the venue. And I said, "Hey, Loudon, you know, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah." I was all starstruck and everything. And he said, "Oh, you coming to the show?" And I said, "No, you sold it out. I'll catch you next time." And he said, "Come with me." And he walked me back into the venue to the guy behind the door. And he said, "Tony." And he put his arm around me and he goes, "What's your name?" I said, "Jim Bianco." And he goes, "We're going to put my friend Jim on the list tonight." And I got front row seats, and that
nice.
Was my first Loudon show, yeah.
Since then, you've actually opened for him.
Yes. Just as awkward as it was on the sidewalk.
Come on in. Oh, water's warm. It always is after a thunderstorm. Within the voices, there's an undertow pulling you in closer to the radio. Sing, I know you know the words. It's up to you, they're waiting to be heard. Sing.
Live music from Jim Bianco and the title track from his new album, Sing. For the complete interview and performance, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.